The Santa Ana National Refuge is one of the few places where the old Rio Grande Forest still stands. Thick with thorny brush and trees, the droning call of the chicharras, this is a place filled with life. The refuge is home to exotic birds and rare wildcats, including the ocelot.
Santa Ana has got one of the highest rates of biodiversity of any national wildlife refuge in the United States.
Scott Nickel is with the Sierra Club Borderlands Campaign.
It's also in the middle of the wildlife corridor that was created to give ocelots the ability to access habitat all up and down the Rio Grande.
The federal government purchased the 2,088 acres for the refuge in 1943 to preserve this disappearing habitat. And because this is federally owned land, building a segment of the border wall here would avoid many of the problems that arise with seizure of private property. Nichols says, according to an unnamed U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service official, that's what's happening.
All of those meetings have been held in secret, so we don't really know what the full plans are. But it has been leaked that they want to wall off Santa Ana.
Jim Chapman is with Friends of the Wildlife Corridor. He says he spoke to officials who took part in a recent meeting where Customs and Border Protection revealed the plan for building the border wall at the Santa Ana National Refuge. CPB has not confirmed whether or not that meeting took place.
The entire refuge was going to be walled off with an 18-foot concrete wall with a 12-foot steel fence on top of that. The refuge would be cleared 150 feet into the refuge, a so-called enforcement zone, and that enforcement zone would be illuminated all night, every night.
Chapman says the wall would keep visitors from enjoying the refuge, and it would trap wildlife when waters rise. He thinks the constant floodlights would harm the nocturnal ocelot.
You could not design something more damaging. If they tried real hard, they really, really could not come up with something worse.
Chapman says he was at the refuge several days after the alleged meeting, and he says he saw a work crew on the levee where the wall would be built.
So I walked up there and asked them what they were doing, and they were drilling soil samples along the levee. They didn't mention anything about a wall. When you're drilling exactly where the wall would go, and you're drilling 40 feet down, it's pretty obvious.
Mariana Trevino Wright of the Rio Grande Valley's National Butterfly Center says she had a similar experience.
I was stunned to see them, and I said, "Hey guys, what are you doing?" And they said, "Working." And I said, "Working on what?" And they said, "I'm clearing this land." And I said, "You mean my land?"
What was once onion farmland, the 100-acre National Butterfly Center, is restored natural habitat for migratory birds and butterflies like the monarch. Trevino Wright says she caught a work crew as they were cutting down trees and widening a dirt road on her private property, which leads to the Rio Grande. She says CPB officials told her that they would investigate the trespassing, but she has yet to get a satisfactory explanation about why the crew was at the Butterfly Center and if there's a plan to build the border wall on their land.
There has been zero engagement of our organization or of us as private landowners.
U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar, a border wall opponent, says he's also having trouble getting information about what's happening. The Texas Democrat represents District 28, which covers part of the border. He says Homeland Security does not have the money to build the border wall, and nothing can be built, even at the Santa Ana National Refuge.
We asked this specific question to CBP headquarters, and they're saying they cannot shift money around. So they would have to wait for this new appropriation bill, the $1.6 billion that we're hoping that we can stop.
Ware says there's a lot of fear and confusion about the border wall, and the CPB should be doing a better job of engaging and communicating with local communities.
They should get more information out.
Customs and Border Protection did not respond to request for comment on the story. In the Rio Grande Valley, I'm David Martin Davies for the Texas Standard.